You're listening to Digitally Enabled, the human stories behind branding. This is the place to gain greater insight into the human side of brand governance. Join Greg Silverman as he sits down with branding experts sharing real-life stories of how they face digital issues along their journey. Learn how others are dealing with maximizing the power of today's technology and get valuable advice straight from your peers. Here's your host, Greg Silverman.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Digitally Enabled. I'm Greg Silverman, joined today by Pam Pelagian from Navy Federal Credit Union. Welcome to the show, Pam.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Greg.
We were just talking before the show. We both lived in Atlanta, so we were kindred spirits, but more kindred on branding and the digital challenges that are out there. Could you tell us a little bit just about your role and what you do now for Navy Federal Credit Union?
I will. I've been here 5 years now. I'm the CMO at Navy Federal Credit Union. My responsibilities include our reputation management, our branding, prospecting, our digital properties, everything from our website to our digital marketing, et cetera. So we have 11 million members, but over half of them are younger than 35 years of age. So us putting our digital forefoot front and forward is imperative.
Yeah, that's right. I was really impressed. I didn't realize it was 11 million members. And so you've got so many different kind of geographic life stage challenges. Talk a little bit about like the big digital challenges you've been working on and what is it that you've really been focused on in these last couple of years?
Well, for us, it's interesting because as you mentioned, our membership base is young. And when you think about young, you automatically think about digital natives. That's true, except for, as many other brands have realized and people are seeing during COVID, everybody wanted this kind of omnichannel experience. So for us, it really is about a physical plus digital, physical delivery of our service. People are very happy. Our members are very happy when they can check in the app and say, did their payment go? Did their paycheck get in there? Did they transfer money correctly? All of the housekeeping things. But we've noticed that they also want that human connection when they have a question. They aren't really sure what to do next, so they often will reach out. And for us, that has been for the branches as well as the call center. We have member service reps in our call center 24/7. And we have just tried to make sure that we are always offering the same service. Sometimes, like I mentioned, different types of banking functions, people will tend to be digital first, and others, they'll reach out to our people channel first. But try to make sure that we're delivering that same service across, because our standards really are to be the leader in the CX experience and making sure that our members really feel that we've got their best interest in heart.
That's right. We work at Monocle on the notion that you're solving a human problem. Like my first joke about digital, I went to a conference, I was on a panel and I was like, well, if it's so great, why do we need to go to a conference? Right? Because there's still that human connection that can't be replaced, right? I think we've even figured that out through virtual working. So how did you get to that balance of, I need call centers, I need the branches to work in a particular way? Did you do some kind of journey mapping or how'd you get there?
The answer is yes. I say that because we did a lot of things. If you look at our founding about serving active duty military, they often have unusual hours of service. And they also will have deployments where they are sent places across the ocean, across the world, but their family members are still back here. So 24/7 was originally part of our service against active duty and knowing that they needed to be able to reach us whenever they were off duty and could make a phone call. Often, too, if you think about sailors on ships, midshipmen, et cetera, they're not able to get to the phone during office hours. So we always were set up to be 24/7, and it was really just about meeting the members' needs. As the member base has grown, so has the demands for that call center and for physical service, whether that's, like I said, in the branches. We have about 350 branches across the nation. 180 of those are on or near a military base. So for us, that service delivery, that's how we kind of tapped into it. And to your point about journey mapping, yes, we do journey mapping for different processes and different procedures and try to make sure that we're always putting our member first in those. But we also do a lot of old-fashioned listening. I have a little post-it note next to my desk that's like, listen loudly. And sometimes that's as simple as listening to calls from a member. It is shadowing with a member service rep and seeing the types of things that are confusing members, or the types of things may not be confusing them, but just what are their frequently asked questions and how can we answer those faster and see where they're at in their journey and meet them there. So it's been a lot of tools, both qualitative and quantitative, and continuing to evolve it because, as you know, and as you've heard from lots of brands, COVID things changed. Yes, as I mentioned, we have branches. Yes, a lot of those branches have drive-throughs. Well, during COVID, a lot of people were being served from the parking lot. So we monitor social media. We hear complaints about, why aren't there more trees in the parking lot? Why is it hot out here? It's like, well, we didn't plan for that. Around that, right. Yeah. So in some markets, we got some tents and some water and tried to help facilitate that. But it is a lot of listening and adapting along the way.
Yeah, it must be a tremendous challenge to meet all the different kind of personas because you've got so many branches, so much geography. Has that been central to how you've crafted the solution, or was there some other insight to like how you built all the responses to have?
It has been, but I will tell you, it's also been an evolution with our brand growth because, as I mentioned, we were founded around serving active duty needs. Active duty, often when people are list, they're between 18 and 24 years old. So they're very young. They're just getting started in their financial journey. However, when we expanded our charter to include veterans, a veteran is anybody that left with an honorable service discharge. So you could have served right after college. You could have served when you were young, got these careers, and now you're doing an occupation very different from the military, scattered anywhere. So part of it became, because we're a credit union and you have to qualify for membership. So we started with kind of looking at your origin code, like how did you join us? Because if you joined us as active duty, you tended to have different needs than if you had joined us as a veteran or a family member. And they also come with their own vocabulary because active duty will do PCSing, which is permanent change of station for moves. That has a lot of financial implications. As a veteran, you don't really care about that. When you're moving, you're just moving because you decided to. So ours really started that way. And then we found out that really wasn't enough. We evolved into segments. We still use segmentation for a lot of things. And then we've developed into personas that we use primarily for our UX work. But the segmentation does a lot for us in the context of getting to know you. And then we've started what you probably hear other people talk about as zero party data, which is really, what did you tell us? So when we have members join, our new members, we ask them, what are your goals from day one? So despite what you might be, your financial picture may be telling us, what have you physically committed to? Because we'll listen to that and then make sure that we put you on the right path to get the right information. If you're building a credit score, it's very different than if you're planning for retirement.
Yeah, no, that's a fabulous information hierarchy, right? Because you have segments and personas and different life stages, and it must be quite the map just to get the messaging right in the right place at the right time. So you've gone to 11 million members. You've got some, it sounds like, some programs that are really working. What's on the horizon on your digital journey and what are you trying to solve for?
We're really trying to keep up with it. As you know, there's a lot of uncertainty right now and people are thinking about what do they do in this marketplace volatility and what kind of saving instruments. So how do we keep up with that advice and make sure that we're staying current with what's happening in the marketplace. Knowing that some of our members are really facing and looking at, with the inflation, really how can they spend more of their dollars against gas and groceries and living expenses, because that's what they need to do. For other members, it's how can they save money in the context of refinancing things and stuff. So we really are trying to do more predictive so that we can get to what we call a next best interaction, not a next best sales product, are a next best thing I can sell you. It's a next best interaction. It can be as simple as, Greg, we know that you had fraud on your account. The next best interaction for you is setting up fraud alerts or setting up alerts for particular types of behaviors that you're trying to track to ward it off, but doing that at scale. Personalization at scale is a real challenge, but that's the real mission we're on.
It sounds like you've got some analytic engines that are giving you some advanced warning. And you're really focused on reinforcing the experience because it leads to them giving you more. And that human connection and keeping people motivated on the journey across that portfolio of people you're serving at all times of day and night, literally, well done. That's quite an accomplishment. On my final question, I usually ask people to just say one word about digitally enabling brands and why do you feel that way? What's the word you think of? And I can't let you use listening because you already used that earlier.
I think my one word on that would be, in a lot of ways, is table stakes. We all have to do that. I mean, when you talk about it with your parents and your children, they're not talking about what's the digital experience. They're talking about how fast did you get the shoes or the belt or whatever it was you ordered. And I think the more that, as you mentioned, human-centered. I'll tell you one closing story, funny story about the whole listening and his table stakes. I assumed in a time of COVID, everybody needed something happy. And that could have been as simple as sending them all a birthday greeting. So we tried to do that for our 11 million members. Well, we heard from a segment that said, you know what? I know you know my birthday, but don't remind me that you know. And they weren't concerned about aging. They were concerned about privacy. We profiled those that we had gotten the message from. And guess what? Most of them belonged to a certain segment. So then we're like, okay, no more happy birthdays for you guys. You know?
Yeah, but that's a real personalization, right? Because even a gesture of goodwill might be something that's not the next best interaction for those folks. Pam, you are discovering a lot of things that our listeners and our clients are very interested in. I'm hoping they're all tuned in for this one. It's a great story. Congratulations on a tremendous success of digitally enabling a customer experience. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. And thanks for the invitation. We're all in this together. It's definitely a journey.
Thank you. That's Greg Silverman for Digitally Enabled. Thanks for tuning in. Look for you on the next show.
That's all for today's episode. We hope these insights from top brand managers help you as you face your own digital roadblocks. Remember that you're not alone in the challenges you face. If you would like to further connect with fellow elite brand managers, join the Beam community by sending an email to gsilverman@monogle.com. Thank you for joining us. See you on the next one.